project that Kjersti Fløtum has launched in Norway with different people all around the world. And I will explain you why the GIS, so our research consortium, was interested in that. Every time I was listening during our conversation, our debate in the GIS, that we need more information, that we have to work on social acceptability, etc., I was very in bad mood. And Sylvie told me many times, please, if you are not agreeing and if you want that to explain us what you are thinking, just do research as you were doing before in cognitive science. And I had no links with other people because I have been I worked in cognitive science till the years 2000. And I have no more links with my community, and the community is in bad shape in France. So we met with Kjersti, and that happened, and finally, this program is beginning. First of all, I will tell you that the first thing, and Kjersti will tell you that we are not interested in controversies, but in normal, I don't like this word, but normal thinking. But I want to tell that myself, as a cognitivist scientist, I am again the idea of an epistemic subject who is out of the anthroponatural system. And my personal position, and this is not scientific, it's politic, about the climate change issues is that we have enough sciences to make the ecological transition. It's not a problem of science for making this move, this change of the way of governing the world. It's because we have enough science, even if we need a lot more, of course, but we know how to do, etc. It's just a problem politic and economic. We have yesterday and this morning we had good insight on that point, my point of view, with some reflection of Jean-Charles Hourcade and Jean-Baptiste Combi, Alain Adai, who discussed about the process of financiarization of everything, including our knowledge. And this morning I like the word Alain used of technico-economist frameworks of, he was speaking, energy issues. So that said, now I can just give some lines about cognitive science can bring its part in an integrated comprehension of this object that is climate change. I will give you some examples without telling that these are the lines that we will take in the project, but just to show where we have the tools and the ideas to work. For example, this morning, Alain has shown us the representation of climate change has been the prototype representation of climate change is the one of energy. And it's not sure that it is the main important. As a biologist, for me, the most important question is the one of the water, because if you have no water for 2 days, you are dead, yes. And there is problems of water even here in Paris. Even if it's raining now, there will be not enough water for the agriculture this summer because the phreatic naps, je ne sais pas comment on dit en anglais, will not be recharged enough. So there is problem of land use, etc., etc. So for me, as cognitivist, I would like to know how this representation of equivalence between climate change, climate and energy is robust, how it can be evolved, how it can be go down a little bit, and in what communities, in what social classes, etc., etc. Another example is the one of the white bear as a prototype image of climate change. With colleagues of Montreal, we are just fed up about that. Because what do you want somebody from here that every day has to be 2 hours in traffic, that etc. Why he has to care about the white bear when in its own life is so complicated that it can be in the street? We are more than 100,000 people in the street now. So what can beer is not the good. It's good perhaps for kids, but for adults it's a little bit not very serious. And also, what about contradictory injunction that we have every time here in Europe, at least, that we need to diminish our ecologic footprint, and at the same time, we discover the Findus lasagne, we are making the tour of the Earth 3 times, where we see that there is 6 intermediary, etc. So calculate the footprint of that. So it's a way of people cannot think seriously. It's a nonsense. You cannot explain. You cannot just go on this sort of contradictory injunctions. And we know that it makes a very different representation of learned helplessness. We speak about that yesterday, et cetera, et cetera. Emotions, we are just disgust. The woman who was not here yesterday has speak about fear, guilt, etc., etc. And this for behavior is really pregnant. And what about the future of generations? The problem is now and here. We have Sandy, the Hurricane Sandy in New York. We have seen the vulnerability of our cities. And how much part of the climate change is it? I'm not sure that is really the important question, is that we know that we will have more of these events, and it shows how our cities are vulnerable. It is a matter of thinking better, resilience, adaptation, et cetera, et cetera. But this can be a disaster, this story of the future of generation for individual representation and individual involvement in the future to try politically to go to make things changing. It's really, for me, important source of demobilization. And in a world where youth is sacrificed, how can you speak of future generation? This youth generation is sacrificed now. So all this disaster on the representation of people, they have to be documented. If we want to try to deconstruct this learned helplessness, the angriness, et cetera, et cetera. As a brain scientist, complexity is my domain. So I am so interested to understand how language, images, emotion, culture are all operating to construct this representation that brain underpin and that I am able to study. But myself alone, I cannot do something interesting. So I give you alone as a cognitive scientist. Of course, not as Chantal, which is not interesting.